Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory?
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins!
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
Let's say it together. And a what, Kevin? A one, two, three. I don't know where we're going at. Let's do that again. You do. Ready, Kevin? A one, two, three.
Are you ready for this?
It's another edition of KFC Radio on the Barstool Sports Network. We got a couple big announcements. First off, KFC Radio Live will be a part of the New York City Comedy Festival, which is a yearly week of comedy all across all the different venues in New York City, all five boroughs. 7 days, five boroughs, over 200 different comedians, 100 different shows, and KFC Radio will be a part of that for the first time ever. So we are going to be on stage Friday night, November 12th. The early show, it's like 6:30 or 7 o'clock at the Gramercy Theater. It's probably one of our bigger shows ever alongside the Wilbur. So tickets are on sale now. We're going to put on a fucking spectacle for you.
I might learn how to swallow swords.
It would actually be better if you didn't learn how to, just but tried still it. Tried. Imagine. John just like slits his fucking throat.
We just spin that as a fucking...
Whatever you're about to say, jar. Whatever you're about to say, jar it.
Well, it would be a spin job. So it would be a spin job of an accidental death that
right.
We spin into.
Oh, no, John died.
Yeah.
That's how we wanted to go out.
John swallowed a sword without knowing how to swallow swords.
Right.
So that ended how you think it did?
You swallow a sword and I will fire breathe without knowing how to breathe fire. Mine's easy. You just spit fucking gasoline. Just so sick of his... I'm so sick of his sickness.
I bet you are.
You're just...
I thought I ruined that.
Nah.
You are becoming my Toby. Why are you the way you are?
Dude, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know.
Listen, no, but back like, to... We're on sale. We got tickets on sale. We're up... I know the Are You Garbage guys are going to be performing along with, like I said, a zillion other acts. I think Mike Cannon and Feeney are up there. So all of, you know, all the New York comics who you've seen on the show throughout the years, and we're finally joining them. So, you know, the podcast guys getting up on stage at the Comedy Festival is a pretty big...
As you threw out the word spectacle, with quite a spectacle, I think. Nothing is confirmed, yeah. but we have grand ideas in our head.
Can I tell you how much...
That's a start.
Can I tell you how much nothing's confirmed? I don't even know if we're actually a part of the festival.
No.
Like there's a big poster. I don't know if we're on it. The Gramercy Theater, Nick was like, I don't know if the Gramercy Theater is a part of it. I don't know if we're even in it, John.
Why?
We might just be bootlegging our way into the festival.
Well, people have told us we're in the festival.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going with what I was told.
I didn't invent the idea. Someone called me and said, do you want to be in it? I said, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
What more do I have to do?
It's like, can we just get on the fucking poster, goddammit? But we're in it. Or maybe we're not, but we got
feels
a live
like
show.
We're not in it, if we're being honest here.
But we got a show Friday night.
This is all news to me, and it all feels like we're not in this fucking thing.
Absolutely. I don't think we're in it.
All right. I don't know if we have the budget for the fire breathers anymore.
Anybody wants to come on stage before the show and do weird shit, well, you're welcome. You just got to be cheap, because we're not actually in the comedy festival.
What the fuck?
John, there is a poster that has like 800 names on it.
We're not on it?
They were on it. All right. Right? Right? I mean, I had Zach look through it. He was like, it's alphabetical. So like, it looks like a what's that thing? Coachella. And I was like, take a look at this and like find her name. And it's like, I don't think, you know, look how long that fucking
we're not on that list.
I don't think we are.
Okay.
And it goes
so
from
I used to look at the Coachella or Coachella, whatever the fuck the shit thing's called. We really fucked that up in my own head. And
yeah.
Nowhere else.
Yeah.
What do they mean, Coachella or Couchella? Yeah, no, they mean Coachella. I used to wonder what the people in the small font did.
Yeah,
I figured they were probably like postal workers who also had a little jam band with their friends, yeah. And they're like their dad's
like
their dad's friend who never really grew up.
Yeah, they're not even actually performing.
No, it turns out they're wildly successful people who just don't even get on it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah,
that's fun.
I'm looking
that's
at
fun.
You know,
that's good.
I'm getting to the K's here. H-I-J-K.
I've been in almost a decent mood all week, so I'm glad this happened.
We've got Katie Hannigan, Kevin Iso, and the Flatbush Misdemeanors. Kyle Gordon is great, and
they
that's
also
it for the
did
case.
Coachella,
and that's it for the case. So, but also to be fair, you know, so I see Are You Garbage, I see Trevor Wallace is on there. There's a couple names that we know, but a lot of names that I don't. Sam Morril's on there.
Yeah, so we're not doing the festival,
but we are just doing a show Friday night in November in the middle of the festival, so then who fucking cares? Yeah. I'd almost rather, this is like when
This
is the media day. This is the NFL media day, where we don't actually get invited, but we're like a part of it.
Oh, somehow. I was going to say that this is McDonald's having a sale and saying it's part of restaurant week.
Yeah. This is
come
Tico
in,
Texas.
Get a cheeseburger for a dollar. It's a restaurant week at McDonald's.
This is Tico Texas saying she was a part of South by Southwest when she was just at a fucking weird bar like 20 miles away.
We're in the New York City Comedy Festival. No, you're fucking
not,
asshole.
Except no one told the New York City Comedy Festival. Or they did, and they said no thanks.
We were told we weren't allowed to start promoting it until a certain time when the festival went live, and I don't even think we're in it. We could have been selling tickets all this time. God damn it, we've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled.
So just fucking
let
buy
us stray.
Tickets.
Run amok.
So.
Yeah, just buy your fucking tickets, and maybe John is going to kill himself with a sword. All right? There's your big tease.
Clearly.
The other announcement.
Not as big as the fucking... EastEnders or whatever the hell that band you said was. Not even a band.
Let's see. Can we like search our names?
Oh no, I already looked on this site. We're not.
Yeah, we're
there.
Not on there.
And this is where I saw Grassley.
Hey, guess what? I was going to ask them for tickets to Gary Goldman, but I just bought them instead. Pretty happy
probably,
I did that.
Pretty smart.
pretty happy I didn't send them any. Like,
hey, we're
hey what's
talent?
Up? One of the acts, you know, just wonder if I could get tickets to Gary. Like, we've never heard of you. Like, thank God I went out of my way and just busted out the credit card on that one, saved myself a load
big
of embarrassment.
Baller. I to be fair, you know, not to put anybody down, but I mean, who, you know, some of these people, it's like.
What's that? I've never heard of the East End. What's the band? I keep calling them a band because they sound like a band.
Yeah, no.
The Flatbushers?
Yeah, it was Kyle Iso Flatbush Misdemeanors.
The Flatbush Misdemeanors.
I think it's all one thing. Kevin Iso Flatbush Misdemeanors. All
right. Well, see, don't sound like a band if you don't want to call you a band.
That's
a band.
Fair. That's a band.
They're very nice people.
Maybe they're performing. Maybe they're doing
fuck
music.
If I know. I don't know.
I don't know. We're a part of the New York City fucking comedy festival.
Wait, let's just hit me a search.
Yeah, I think nothing's going
to
happen.
No results, right?
Yeah. Just nothing.
Okay.
Seven boroughs. I should say, seven boroughs, 5 days, 100 shows, 200 comedians, not KFC Radio.
Bro, what is happening?
Make that graphic. Make exactly like
this
that with white font that says, but not
I'm
KFC
learning
Radio.
This all in real time.
I learned this all like 5 minutes ago.
I was sure we were in the New York City Comedy Festival.
I was too until, oh God. The last thing, I texted you that picture of the last thing that you texted to me was the guy with the balls. From Friday Night Fights.
The guy with the regular ass balls?
I wouldn't call those regular, dude.
I mean, they're calloused. They look like an elephant's hoof. But. But.
They do.
But aside from that, they're pretty brave. They're regularly sized.
Those balls,
with the size
those balls look like they have like barnacles growing
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there was a guy on Friday Night Pints we discussed who said he had his balls were enlarged from the vaccine. And I just stumbled upon that picture. That ruined my day. Also, well, my day was already ruined when I found out I thought I was in a festival that I'm not actually in.
The guy you made fun of has a show on Showtime.
A show on Showtime?
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't make fun of anybody. I said it sounded like a band's name, which it does. Second of all, what's the show?
It's
call the platypus misdemeanors. Kevin, I'm sorry, I'm off mic.
Kevin Iso is the filmmaker and like the movie, like he makes a show, and the show is called The Flatbush Misdemeanors. So he's a writer for a show on Showtime.
I hope they have like 10 million
okay,
followers.
So that, what's that show about? Is it about a band in Flatbush?
Yeah, probably.
His stand up, like he has like a stand up clip. It has like 400,000 views on YouTube.
Everybody on this list is bigger than us. Everybody's probably like, who the fuck?
What's
like,
this
like,
about?
Like, there probably was a poster with our name on it, and some of these acts were like, get rid of the fucking these guys. No, you know what? I bet actually might have, like, they might actually not put, like, a Barstool affiliated thing on there, to be honest. That's entirely possible.
Yeah, save themselves some heat at the comedy festival.
You never know.
Yeah.
That Ari
comedy
Shaffir's on?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. That would be nice if that happened. Like, we don't need to be a bad PR. We're not going to put these fucking assholes on it.
The other announcement I have to make is that for the 20th time in 21 years, the New York Yankees are eliminated from postseason contention without even as much as a World Series appearance, John. It's the first time they have not made the World Series in 18 years, which is the first time since 1921. No, it was
true.
It was the they have not won. What was it? It was something about 18 years. And that's the first time that that has happened since 1921, which was their first World Series appearance. So we're talking like this type of futility has not happened since the Yankees weren't the Yankees.
Yeah, the league's caught up to them.
I honestly, I mean, and I'm guilty of doing this because
you missed the quote, an all-time quote.
What?
Aaron Boone gave that quote last night.
What did he say?
The league's caught up to us.
After they lost?
Yeah. He said, yeah, the league's caught up to us. We got some changes to make. The league's caught up to you. Huh? Sir, the league passed you by over a decade ago.
There's so many teams ahead of you. No one is chasing you except for like wild card teams. Who barely, you know,
came in third place in the division this year.
The Mariners.
Maybe the league caught up to you.
The Mariners almost passed you by. Give me a fucking break, Aaron Judge.
Aaron Boone.
Aaron Boone.
It is an insane thing to say. He has to get fired.
It's not even fired. His contract's expired.
He's not getting renewed.
Right? That's
it
right,
is.
I think
the league has caught up to us.
That is incredible.
Sir, you haven't beat the Boston Red Sox in the postseason since 2004.
8 out of 9.
The last person to beat the Boston Red Sox in the postseason was Aaron Boone. You're telling me the league's caught up to you?
Bro, that is so perfect. So my question was going to be, and I'm guilty of putting this on a pedestal too, because I get excited every time they get bounced. But I don't like that last night was like, you know, we all stood up, shook hands, and was like, all right, see you later.
It was
never in doubt. They rolled over and died. Nothing but a whimper.
I felt bad for the viewers last night.
Right. It was like, there's not even much to do here.
No theater, no pageantry, no nothing. Just fucking simple. A simple shit kicking.
And I saw, you know, Marty's video pregame last night. We are the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole's going to shove it in the middle. And I get it all. But at what point does that stop? Like, you know, it was actually... As we made fun of him for it, but you know who was dead right and honest and real the whole time?
Jersey
was Hubs.
Jerry. Oh, Hubs.
Hubs and Jersey Jerry, who just bet against the Yankees. Yeah. But Hubs was like, yeah, Gerrit Cole's hurt and he's not good, and like I hope we get 4 innings out of him. They only got 2. He knew that the offense, like all year, Tommy's been shitting on the team. He canceled him 3 or 4 times. He knew the offense wasn't good. We joke about those guys being like, you know, they don't look like Yankee fans and shit. That's the real. The real Yankee fan is a fan.
I feel bad making fun of them for that too, though, because it's become almost over the top at this point, where it's like it's piling on. Where it's like it used to be the big fucking meatheads with the gold chains, and now it's
these fucking guys.
Now it's these guys.
Yeah,
and
but
like,
it is
now it's guys
also,
you'd be thrilled to see in a dark alley.
Well, right, yeah. Listen, no one's afraid of Hubs and fucking Tommy, but
if
you
we
also
bump
don't
into
be...
them in the dark alley, all 5 of them, they go the other way.
Yes, like, yes.
We don't want any trouble, sir.
But you don't want to be the gold chain gabagool goombats either. So
no,
it's not the worst thing in the world.
Part of the lore.
But there was an intimidation factor that's not there anymore. Right. But there shouldn't be. That's my point. There should not be an intimidation factor anymore. It's you know what? When people from now on say we're the New York Yankees, that means that you're like a wild card team who's gonna like you know have a you know 90 win season.
You show up to a party you shouldn't be at with a boombox, and you go home. You carry that boombox home.
Yeah,
with the stereo off. Still.
Yeah, they're like the guy who was like hot in high school and then got fat and like peaked in high. Yeah, he's a guy who peaked in high school.
This is
and they think
this,
they're still hot shit. And it's
no,
like
no
bro.
Not. They're the children of the guy who picked
high
school.
Yes, right. It's even worse. And that's the guy who's going, my dad's going to sue you. Yeah. My dad owns my, this fucking place.
Not even sue you because his dad's a loser. He's not a lawyer. He didn't pass the bar.
My dad could have sued you a while
His dad
ago.
Tried to pass the bar, failed, got a DUI on the way home.
Right, he's in jail.
Yeah, now he's been living fucking just, he's angry, just sad, just fucking... No, he picks up little Craigslist work here and there where he can.
Mm-hmm,
but most people don't like him around because he's a real terror.
Got a couple bad habits.
Oh, God. You know, he still smokes doing, like, cigarettes meth. In 2021.
Right.
Now, meth can be a good time occasionally.
Just the cigs.
A cigarette? Oh,
maybe
even my.
Got a tracheotomy hole.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Till he answers the door in his underpants.
Got skin tags.
Yeah, oh, goodness gracious, does
disgusting.
He?
Disgusting.
His toenails, you hear him clackle on the ground. It's just like my dad. That's my dad in the robe. Leave him alone.
He's got holes
deal.
In the underpants too.
Yeah.
And he
balding.
Does that thing. He scratches his butt when he talks to you. He's like, what can I help you with? That's when people say, we're the New York Yankees. If you're one of the people we just described, please make a video of yourself in your trailer. And that'll be the new New York Yankees. But, you know, like, I think I'm kind of – I celebrate every year. I think I might be done celebrating.
It's not fun.
It's silly. It's like, do I also celebrate every year that, like – like I said, the Mariners don't make the World Series. You know, it's just not.
I felt bad last night, particularly because it is. It's almost like feels like it was a Tom and Jerry cartoon where the cat would just hold the rat and the rat would fucking kind of punch
and never
catch
them.
And then the little rats and it's a cat and it's like, and I could tell Hubs, God bless him, like. Hubs was angry. Hubs was a little snappy at Dave.
Oh
last night.
Yeah. He was like, what am I supposed to? Yeah, I watched 162 games.
Yeah,
like, Dave was trying to knock Hubs for watching the games. He was like, I work at a fucking sports blog. I watch the games, Dave.
It was tough to see because it was like we walked in just expecting that to happen.
And it did.
And because it's like, because it is now. Like, it's like,
but
Boston,
you know what?
New
you
York.
Guys did. And I commend you guys. The Rocket is always confident because, you know, you've seen it time and time again. You guys were cool, calm, and collected. I still, from my battered, beaten down childhood, I'm not afraid of that team, but I'm just like, I just want them to lose. I just like, I want them to lose because I don't want them to go on some magical Yankee run that I once saw when I was fucking 12. And so I always stay quiet and reserved. But you guys, I mean, that stream, people were talking Patriots. People were talking about peanut butter cups. People.
We went up 2-0 in the first. It might as well have been 100-0. It was never close after that.
At one point, it was like.
They kept saying, it's only 3-0. Like, does it feel like that?
It felt like 100.
Does it feel like that?
I agree. But at one point, it was like 3-1. And nobody was even paying attention to the stream. And it was like the seventh inning. And I even turned to TJ and I was like, you know, I don't – like people are – you know, this game's not over yet. Like we need to focus again. I was telling Coley and Jared, like, two strikes. You need to stand up. Keep your superstitions going. And then I was like, no, we don't need to worry about any of this. We don't need – you don't need to worry anymore.
Nope.
And so and also to Yankee fans, to the people who say, like, it's so sad. It's so pathetic. This is how you get your like happiness in sports. You root for a team to win. I root for a team to lose. They lost. It happened. My thing happened. I'm happy. I walk away from October baseball happy every single year now. You don't. You want to say it's sad or pathetic. It's like maybe one day the Mets will win and then I'll be really, really happy. But right now, every October, you walk away upset. I walk away happy. It's actually the opposite of sad. It's quite enjoyable. Pop champagne.
If it's
21 out of 22,
that's what gets you joy. What gets you joy? Gets you joy.
Can you imagine?
Because guess what? I've fucking been a fan of the team that everyone roots against, and I never once did what Yankee fans do.
What's that?
Where it's just like, oh, you just all you do is live to root against the Patriots.
Yeah, it's like you should get it. But they're like,
I've rooted for that team for 20 years.
They said to me, it's bizarre.
Never once said that.
It's bizarre. I don't understand it. What don't you fucking understand? You used to win, and you were loudmouth assholes about it. Now you lose, and we make fun of you for it.
Yeah.
What's hard to understand? You fucking dummies. We have to get into some voicemails. We're going to get into a segment where we hopefully mercilessly make fun of Jackie. And but before we do any of that, we got to talk about Kidney Person. Real quick, just a little breaking news. Second announcement featuring us is coming shortly. I was told I gave them an earful. They also spelled a bunch of people's names wrong, so they were sloppy. Yeah, okay.
Never mind. Fuck that. Hey, stick it to the New York Comedy Festival and buy our tickets to the Not New York Comedy Festival.
We are appearing at the Not New York Comedy Festival. The NNYCCF. Let's go.
It's one of one. We're act one of one. The act on stage after us, they're in the New York Comedy Festival. The homeless people on stage trying to do circus tricks, they're not.
Before we get into Am I the Asshole, we got to get into Kidney Person, which is a story that is sweeping through
artsy Twitter, writer Twitter, and now breaking into the mainstream.
When did you first see it? You said yesterday you listened to it, right?
No, this morning I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came out yesterday, but I was listening to it this morning. Kate put me onto it. She was like, I know you're going to hate these people. Here you go. and she was right.
See, I saw it last night right before quietly dozing off, happily getting ready for the Rays tomorrow, today, I guess, if you're listening to this. And I was like, it was one of those where it was like, I opened it, and because our girl Erin Ryan had tweeted about it, and then I saw someone else tweet about it. I was like, all right, I got to research this. So I just put in kidney person, and immediately popped up. And I was like, this is some homework. I guess it's a new thing in articles. I know there was an article I read about on 9/11 about this family who like found their sons like. It was in the Atlantic. It was like what 9/11 did to one family, and it was just how, and it was fucked up. It was like 2.5 hours for them to read the article.
Yeah, I clicked that too because I was driving in the car and it said 1:04.
This one was an hour.
I thought it was 1 minute and 4 seconds. It was gonna be like a blurb.
It was an hour
and 4 minutes.
And I started listening to it, and I was like, "This person's reading too slow. I need to read this myself."
Bro, I listened on
the
way in.
It's still a 45-minute read. It's a good read.
It's a lot. We probably could have condensed it a little bit, if we're being honest. But
summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all 4 refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Kidney person is a tale. I'm going to try to condense it as much as I can.
It's tough.
It is convoluted, but I'll do my best here. So this woman decides she wants to donate a kidney. Right off the bat, this is insanity. She donates a kidney.
She's a bad person.
To the ether.
Right away,
to
bad
nobody.
Person.
It's not like she has a sibling, a parent, a child who's a match. She just said, take my kidney in case somebody matches and needs it.
If you've ever done that, if you've ever donated a kidney
For no reason,
you're a terrible person.
You're doing it for yourself.
You're an absolute
scumbag. I said everyone involved in this story is the worst people alive. And someone said, anybody who donates a kidney is not the worst, can't be the worst person alive.
Yes, no, nope, you absolutely can.
And
how
she,
do you know?
And
you don't know who's getting. Look, obviously, if you donated an organ to, let's not limit it to kidney, any organ,
yeah,
any organ, right? If you donate an organ to someone you know, someone you love,
yeah,
obviously, very selfless act, very nice,
yeah.
You don't know who's getting. You might have just saved
a
white supremacist.
Killer. Sure.
You might have just saved a horrible, horrible racist.
You could have just saved the next Adolf Hitler.
You didn't even ask to meet the person.
We're gonna read a textbook. Fucking 30, 40 years from now, when this genocidal maniac, the book says he actually almost died when he was 18.
But Don saved his life.
A random kidney was floating on the fucking market for
scumbag.
So she not only does this because she said that she had some trauma when she was a child and that she actually connected with strangers better than people she knew, a.k.a. I don't have any fucking friends. So then she donates this kidney. She is also a writer. Everyone in this story is a writer. Now, that's important because we're talking like capital W. Like you and I, for a time, we were writers, but we weren't writers.
But we were fucking bit more writers than Don was.
Absolutely. We're better writers. But these people, the people who identify
Don,
as writers.
This whole article, they're fucking talking about this place, Grub Street
like and Chunky Monkeys.
Like fucking Grub Street is, I don't know, whatever place Shakespeare wrote at. Like I don't know where writers congregate, but Grub Street sounds like a restaurant.
You would have thought
where you guys met and had some fucking salads and talked about writing.
I thought at first it was
a
Grubhub.
I don't know.
I know. They talk about this little collective of writers as if it was like the old haunt where Hemingway and J.D. Salinger and all these people like met up and drank. Like,
right.
It was a fucking online blog that nobody read, and this chick ends up sending out emails and connecting to people because she wasn't getting enough attention and credit for donating her kidney. She was saying, I thought you guys run this empathetic, inclusive network and website and crew club, but yet none of you have remarked about my overly generous, incredible move,
Kevin,
that I donated.
At one point, Don, what was the right?
Sonia, I think.
Sonia.
It was Larson and Dawson.
Larson and Dawson, yeah. So at one point, Don, Dawson.
I just say kidney person and the other girl.
Kidney person and the other girl. Kidney person emails the other girl and says, did you hear about the kidney I donated last year?
She goes, also the way she worded it, like, you heard that I donated a kidney, right?
Yeah.
And then that girl's first forced to write back, like, yes, I did.
How selfless of you.
And that's, like, really nice. And she goes on to be like, no one's giving me credit for my incredibly selfless act. Now.
By the way, let's also make note of this. This woman, kidney person, she's the one who pitched this idea.
Right.
So she is so delusional and so fucking psychotic and so evil that she thought the world, and so narcissistic, if I may say, that she thought the world will be on my side.
She pitched this for years, John. This all happened in like 2016, 17, 18.
15, I think
she's been pitching this article and this story to people for years. Finally, the New York Times runs with it, and she thought it was going to be like, I am Dawn, the fucking medical Marvel hero, and instead you're just kidney person.
Kidney person.
And the whole fucking internet hates
Let's
you.
Say it. Let's say it together. And a what, Kevin? A 1, 2, 3. Cut!
I don't know where we're going at. Let's do that again. You do.
Ready, Kevin? A 1, 2, 3. Cut!
That's what you are, kidney person. You are a kidney cunt. Now, she is undoubtedly the villain and the worst person in this story. The other chick ain't great.
She ain't great, but I side with her very strongly.
Very strongly.
Because it's a situation we sometimes find, at least myself, I'll say ourselves in. And it's a little comparable. It's a little different as well. And I have people who sometimes get upset when I share stories on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Be they friends,
yep,
family members, all that stuff. I'm pretty good with it, where it's like,
you change some
identities. I'll change a relationship.
Yeah.
I'll do things, but I want to tell the story because it's also my story. Like,
right,
like
it happened to you, or you were involved.
I'm involved in the story.
Yes.
This person's not so much involved in the story. She kind of just takes it.
Yes.
But like the stories I tell, like they're also my. Yeah, I was listen, there too. It's also my story.
It's like sharing a sex tape. I was in it too.
Right.
All right. So this chick, she is a writer as well. She ends up writing a short story about a woman who donates a kidney, amongst other things. The writer is a Asian American woman, so part of the story was about being mixed
Jin
race.
Tao,
part
which
of the story
sounds
about-
like Jin Tao from Shout Out Rush Hour.
Shout out
one of the more problematic movies ever to reach blockbuster status.
That was just like, let's get a Chinaman and a black guy and have them do racial
they just
tropes.
Yell
all
at each other about racist shit.
Yeah, yeah. So. She writes this short story that's about mixed race and alcoholism, amongst other things. But primarily, it's about a girl who donates a kidney. Also.
And is a white savior.
Right. Ends up taking pretty much directly a letter that kidney person wrote to her and putting it in her short story. She did the classic like college kid, like tweaked like one or two. She opened up thesaurus.com. She changed like three or four words, if that, and runs this whole fucking letter.
At one point, yeah, wrote the – it was just the –
verbatim.
Yeah.
Verbatim. The part about I grew up with trauma in my life and all that shit. Now
– what a bitch.
Kidney person sees this. And now, important to note, kidney person is a writer. She's a teacher. She's not a writer.
Yeah.
She's a failed writer. Other chick is getting published. She's becoming something in the writing world. Again, all pretty much failures, but whatever. This story gets chosen – to be a free story that's distributed to the entire city of, I want to say
Boston. Yeah.
So everyone in Boston was going to read this story that included kidney donors,
one city, one
kidney
story,
person's, yes, kidney person's letter. Kidney person goes on this crusade to be like, this is plagiarism. She tracks down the company One City, One Story. She tracks down the Boston Globe, the Vermont writing group she was in, everything this girl's ever done to be like, what do you think about plagiarism? Because this girl plagiarized my story. She ends up lawyering up, and I guess this lawyer thinks that she has a case. So they end up suing the girl who wrote the story, and I guess basically winning because now
not really though. Like,
well,
she didn't
girl
win the
she didn't win, but if the girl so the story blows up and she eventually wants to include it in what's going to be like a book, I believe, of short stories, and the lawsuit basically says if you publish this book, you owe me $180,000. And so she's not running with it. It got kind of blackballed.
Oh, I kind of forgot about that. But I was focused on the One City, One Story being like, it's not worth it for
us. Yeah, because this fucking bitch kidney person was hounding people, being like, if you run this, then you're like complicit and we're going to sue you.
By the way, the whole time she was asking for like 10 grand.
I know. But it was at the point, and that's
because I hate this woman so much, I'll pay it.
You know what I said?
The fucking other person reach out to me, I'll pay the 10 grand to get this fucking story out of here.
I said,
don't reach out to me.
If there's the $180,000 penalty, she should put this book on sale now, make a boatload of cash, and just pay the fine.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Bro, this book can fly off the shelves. I must read
the story.
Yes. I must read the story.
I mean, this might be an elaborate hoax. This might be, I got my fucking tinfoil.
Fucking backdoor agreement.
We'll
blow this thing up in New York Times.
I'll be kidney person, you be the marginalized Asian American writer, and we'll make money.
I'll be the white savior. Which, by the way, I don't ever want to disparage white savior syndrome, because have it pretty big. everything nice I do for a minority, I'd like attention for, please. Thank you very much.
So at the end of the day,
I want a full front page article if I hold the door open.
Yeah, this
let alone
big fucking deal. You donated a kidney, you loser. Did you hear about the one time that I held the door for a black
person?
I gave
$5 to a homeless guy because he said he liked my shoes. Yeah, I'd like an article on that, please. Thank you.
So at the end of the day, I think. Oh, and the best part is, kidney person, in her never-ending legal crusade to stop this story, but also just slander. The writer, and just, you know, this is not about the money and shit. This is about, like, you felt slighted. She's better than you. She succeeded more than you. She didn't give you credit for your big display, and you want to, like, tear her down. That's what this is about. Mm. She subpoenas all of the text messages and emails from the writer crew because she wants to find evidence of plagiarism, and all she finds is evidence of group texts, emails, chats, DMs saying, "This dumb bitch who donated a kidney won't shut the fuck up."
No,
everybody hates the shit out of kidney person, and all of the emails are like, "Did you see she posted on Facebook again? What a fucking asshole!" It's just endless shit talking. Everybody bashing this girl, being like,
hundreds of pages.
Sucks.
I believe it said hundreds of pages of text messages. You know how many pages a text message takes up? Zero.
Nothing.
Hundreds of pages, dude, of text messages of your friends, colleagues. Smoking you.
If I picked like the most gossiped about person at Barstool or my social life or my high school and I compiled all of the shit talk, it would be like, I don't know, a page? Like hundreds of pages of everyone just being like, fuck this dumb bitch is amazing. So she thinks she's going to win this lawsuit. She thinks she's going to be some hero in the writing community stopping plagiarism. She thinks she's going to be
let's also be realistic.
Donator, and instead all it ends up is that you're kidney person and you know that everyone you thought was your friend, you delusional dumbass, actually hates your fucking guts. The lack of self-awareness to think that all these people were your friends, that they were going to praise you and love you and shower you with compliments and not just write stories being like, fuck this chick. No one has ever been more socially uncalibrated in their whole fucking lives.
Why? And it seems like she read every page too.
Oh,
like every. What is this? This is where kind of my thing comes in. Like, why would you want to know
how much everyone hates you?
How much? Like, just be blissfully unaware.
Because you know what? I don't think she thought it was going to happen. And then when it did, I think she was like so hell bent on finding. Like, now I'm going to take down all of you. So I got to read through every fucking thing, and all it was just endless mountains of people being like, fuck you.
Like, I don't want to joke about this because it's a very serious subject matter. I don't understand how this woman doesn't kill herself. Everyone in your life despises you. You're a failure at your career. What are you doing?
Can I give you a step further? I don't know how this woman's husband doesn't kill himself. There is some
that's the crazy part too.
At home.
If you're, which we didn't talk about when we were talking about the donating the organs thing, it's one thing if you're older and you've kind of done your life and you're like, okay, but like to just donate your organ at what, early 30s? I think she's in her 30s now.
Crazy.
So if it was happening in 2015, she had to at latest been early 30s.
Yep.
So now I believe she has a child. Irresponsible to your child to give away a kidney, because guess who needs a fucking kidney? What if your kidney's a kidney? Yeah. Bad person. Scumbag. She's
absolutely
a scumbag.
And
she's
then,
an asshole.
And then there's
a scumbag.
Mr. Kidney Person, married to her, who you know. Well, maybe not, because he might be a dickhead hipster writer too. But
what we've learned here is that every artist is an asshole.
Yes, for sure. But if
every person
if he
is
has
an asshole.
Even,
I don't want to offend the artist.
If
every
he has a shred of normalcy in him,
you know he's like, oh my God, my fucking wife is that dumb kidney person, bitch. But she comes home and she's like, babe, like, did you see what Sonya wrote? And he's like, oh, that dumb bitch. She's a plagiarizing piece of shit. My wife sucks so fucking much. You know that he's got to have her back, and he doesn't want to have her back. As if he's normal at all. Who knows? He's probably you know what? You know what it was? She came home every day for like a fucking year, and he had to suck her dick over the kidney donation. He was probably the one like, would some of you bitches give her some love? Because I'm sick of fucking doing it.
I you think he has her back?
Is that him? Yeah. Look at him. He sucks.
Fucking dog.
With his fucking pink the pit bull and a pink sweater. Get out of here. He sucks.
I don't get people who have people's backs. Doesn't make sense to me. They're probably lying to you.
Yeah, well, they definitely are.
So, like, who? Like, when you hear stories and like from like your wife about this or from other well, they're probably lying and they're probably lying. So it's somewhere in the middle. And mm-hmm. I don't know. We're all both gonna die. So who gives a shit?
To not. Let me just say this. I've preached for years now that self-awareness is the most important trait you can have. To think it's normal to randomly donate a kidney to absolutely nobody, and then
and march in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade about it, I believe.
And then think that everyone else is wrong and weird because they're not praising you. Like, if you do something and it flops, that's what she did. She did something and it flopped. And the whole world just goes, okay. And you think the whole
high
world's
stakes.
Wrong? No, you're wrong.
You made a high stakes bet, and guess what? They hit on the river.
And yeah, and like you did something extremely weird, you know? Like if you donated it to your fucking family member and people like didn't, actually, I don't even know if people, you need to, this donation praise thing is fucking weird. But the bottom line is in life, if you do anything, you make a big play, and there's no reaction, you swing and a miss. You gauged it wrong. Yeah. The people don't fucking care. It's not, they're not wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah, if
you're
you think you're in the New York Comedy Festival
kidney.
And then you're just not, you fucked up.
John, there are fucking. Took a Mega Okafor. You know, it's one of those situations. John, there are urban legend horror stories about people getting their kidneys taken out for no reason. End up in a fucking ice bath with a. She just willingly did that. She willingly turned herself into one of those people.
Yeah.
And then wanted a fucking blowjob for it.
Well, once again, I want to be careful where we disparage her and what for. I'd like all the good attention, please. Anytime I do anything, I.
Sure.
I would.
But look at this. She has a t-shirt. I donated my kidney and all I got was this t-shirt. Or did I? I don't even know what the fuck.
What
it's like.
That even mean,
it's
dude?
Like, yo, listen, if nobody gives a fuck about what you did, then nobody gives a fuck about what you did.
Bro, how has this man not locked his Instagram?
Yeah, that is a crazy. Oh,
what are
oh,
you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, look at this guy.
Nuts.
This guy.
Just, bro, you just got your life on the internet right now when everyone hate living. Oh, you fucking bitch.
Living. She's got her whole fucking line of clothes. Living donor.
Dude,
do they make dead donor shirts? What the fuck?
Dude, I can't even imagine the first time this idea came up. Hey, honey, let's role play, John. I'll be the dumb bitch. Hey, honey, I got an idea. I'm going to donate my kidney.
Why?
Because somebody might need it.
Who?
Well, a stranger. Somebody out there might need a kidney.
And what if that stranger raped somebody?
Well.
And planned to again.
Well, you know. But I will have donated it.
What if that stranger likes kidney porn?
I will have donated my kidney, though.
But that just gives them a longer lifetime to watch kidney porn.
But also what I did was so selfless.
Yeah, but you also just gave them more time to abduct children and rape them.
But I'm a living donor.
And that's great for you, but bad for the kids.
Did you knock the light out, John? John, you...
Sorry.
You are aware that we're living in a pandemic and behavior like this makes people think that you have a plague.
I got tested yesterday. No pandemic stuff.
Go get tested again. Shit on the fucking... Christ on the cross.
So
how much of that you think is going to make it in there? You're not going to tell us you got.
Definitely give me a 5 minutes on that.
I was going to do an ad right now. I will say, though, I mean, just to be clear, everyone in the story is an asshole.
Everyone in the story is an asshole.
Because
this person's, she's downright deranged and dangerous now. Because she still listens. She listens to everything. She right. watches everything. She's Dawn's a stalker.
Now, let me also just clear something up here, I had them delete their post, and they're putting up a new one with your name on it. Just fucking leave it. We're going to run with this not.
Yeah,
not
we've already made it funny.
Yeah. I went right back. Leave it. Like, take us off. Kate sent me the Twitter of, so there's one key friend who actually, I think, wrote Big Little Fires.
Caroline or Catherine
Celeste,
NG.
Celeste
NG.
It's pronounced Ing.
Ing.
Because if you looked at her Twitter account, you dumb fucking cis white male, her Twitter at is pronounced Ing.
You why don't you just change how it's spelled?
That's white supremacist talk.
Bro, my name's Feidelberg. I can say whatever the fuck I want about last names. No one in my life has ever cared to figure out how to pronounce that, including my boss.
Oh, and let me just say this: the title of the article is "Am I the Bad Art Friend?"
Art friend, yes.
So, anybody who is an art friend or uses the phrase "art friend," or even the writer of this article, thank you for giving us this. But also, you're an asshole because art friends need to be eradicated from the planet.
No,
genocidal maniac.
First of all, the writer didn't come up with this headline. That's the editor.
Second of all, I think it was the dumb bitch. I think she said, "Am I the bad art friend?"
Oh yeah, and they were like, and the editor, good editor, shout out New York Times, went, "Oh boy, that's a cunty phrase that's gonna get clicks."
Do I have a fucking headline for this dumb bitch? So Celeste, who was like the best friend of the other girl, and in this little cunty fucking writers group. She cleared up saying,
got offensive in this segment.
Yeah. I want to take that back because I don't have a problem with Celeste. Celeste is cool.
Yeah, I'm down with Celeste.
Yeah,
she said, Celeste, if you got it capped at 10K, I'll pay it.
I'm getting sick of clarifying the same things. Number one,
capped.
Dawn, kidney bitch, pitched this article to the New York Times herself. So anybody who's like, oh, we're like bullying Dawn now, it's like, well, fucking, she brought this upon herself. Two, she was not a part of our writing group or friend group. I met her once. Most of us don't know her well, if at all. I had never heard any mention of her name before this. I will say, if she said friend group, I would be cool with that. To be like, she's not even in our writing group is a little bit like...
She's going to hang out at the restaurant with us.
Right, yeah, that's what it means.
The cafe.
You don't have coffee with us while we talk about our unemployment fucking checks.
Grub Street. Get out of town, Grub Street.
Three, people get catty in group texts and emails. Dawn was not and never had been in this group. She subpoenaed them to see that, what we said, and then we gave them to New York Times. So that's basically being like, I know we were being assholes in the group text.
No, they're not being assholes.
But she said,
behind someone's back like good adults.
Right, that's what she said. She's like, I know what I said. And she goes, you're allowed to feel how you want about what Sonia, other girl, did and what Dawn did, the catty emails, and for sure what I said, but I stand by it. But get your facts straight. I think, she was basically being like, yeah, we said some fucking rude things about this chick that we don't like, but we said them in our group text in the comfort of our own fucking phones.
If you weren't supposed to see it, it's not rude.
Right.
You literally brought the legal system into this in order to see people going, damn, bit of a bitch.
That girl sucks.
Damn,
right.
I think they didn't sabotage
her. They didn't go out of their way. They just said their opinion about this girl in a private manner that she then made public to herself.
People say
behind your back is none of your business.
Not your business. None of it. She went through, literally paid lawyer fees to find out how her friends were talking shit about her, and then found out her friends talk shit about her because she doesn't shut the fuck up about being a living donor.
She had to know this was coming,
and
right?
She had a hashtag, what was it, Do More? And I think the other girl, the regular one, I think she said, like, what am I supposed to do? Give an organ?
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what crazy
people do. I'm not a shit person. I'm not trying to save evil people.
You know what I would do? I would get so fucking petty. I'd show up on her front step with my fucking kidney and be like, here you go, you dumb bitch. I would want to put a kidney back in her to be like, now you got two kidneys. Shut the fuck up. Now you can't even be the bitch with one kidney.
Yeah.
You got two now. Yeah. She's going to wake up in an ice bath with a kidney donated to her.
I'm going to hire someone to kidnap her in Mexico and shove a
kidney in her.
I woke up in a tub with two kidneys. My life as a living donor is ruined.
Hello. Hello, Dawn. it is kind of sick, though. Like, don't you wish you could be, like, because, can you find me the other woman's name?
Sonia Larson.
Oh, Sonia, right?
Sonia Larson. Larson. Yeah.
Okay. I got to commend Sonia because it's, to be successful, which she seems to be, Sonia, seems to be a successful writer.
Yep.
To have the ability to motherfuck your colleagues, we'll call it, because they're not friends, to motherfuck your colleagues. And I guess we kind of live in this world. Like, she writes fucking fictional books that are about real people and what fucking assholes they are. And she gets paid for it. That's beautiful stuff.
It really is.
That's beautiful stuff.
I mean, that's like snake it till you make it. That's the American dream right there.
Like, she... And I forget how 100% on Sonya's side I am. Oh, it is.
I'm on Sonya's side.
Yeah. It is the...
She hates us. I mean, we're white males. We are the devil to her, but
for
whatever.
For sure, for sure. I mean, if she listens to this segment...
Oh, my God.
Boy, oh, boy, is she going to get a new book out of it. But the idea that, like... because it is like she's not writing. It's not the literal story of what happened to her. Something happened to her, and then that inspired in Sonya's mind a whole new story.
But very, very heavily inspired.
But sure. Yeah. But whatever.
Right. Like, I mean, she wrote a story about a woman who donated a kidney to nobody.
But that's like. But this fucking lady doesn't own that. Other psychopaths have done that. There's definitely many people who have donated a kidney. To nobody? Dawn is not some trailblazer. She doesn't have the gall and the audacity
they did
for that.
They did say that there is like this list that people do it, but it's new to me.
Right.
I had never. There's a reason why I fucking hate her, and it's because I just found out that people donate kidneys to the fucking to the abyss.
Yeah, but I honestly think I just knew that. Like, I'm pretty sure I'd heard of that. But it's like,
yeah.
I think I don't fucking know.
No, I always thought you donate to a person, or like if you get hit by a car and you're like, you know, you're a donor on your card, it goes to a random stranger.
But at no level does Dawn own that story.
Does own the letter. That's where they fucked up. She should have just changed the letter.
Yeah, right.
You know, you can just rearrange.
But sometimes when someone says something so perfectly.
You just want to steal it?
I told a story once that got someone mad, and I was like, I use exactly their line, and I forget what it was.
Yes, but...
Oh, it was, I hate you more than you hate you, which I didn't think was possible. And it's like, I can't change that. That's
right.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
Thank you. It's a great line. I had to use it.
No, I'm with you, but...
You'll never forget that one, too. That's fucking well-worded. Damn.
The thing is, though, that's plagiarism. Like, when someone writes something so good that I just write it too...
Well, I attributed that one, but I do see what you're saying.
She should have just said that at the end, be like, you know, at the end of the story, like this whole thing is about some dumb bitch I know.
You're right. I guess like that one sense.
That's all she had to do.
But also, like, fucking plagiarism can suck my dick.
Yeah.
Unless you're fucking copying the entire story. Like when a teacher be like, this is plagiarism because they ran it through some fucking system and I had the same sentence from a Wikipedia article.
Yeah.
It's a 7-page paper. Right. And one sentence, I'm not a plagiarist.
And also, you know, if you step up there.
That's not
like,
plagiarism. That's not.
If you step
as
up
a former
there,
writer, not plagiarism.
As a creative writing major.
Yeah.
You know, if you step up there being like 4 score and 7, it's like, no, but come on.
Right.
But if it's like regular talk that, you know, like this person, this article, like.
Yeah, I could have written that. I didn't feel like it was easy to copy and paste.
Work harder, not work smarter, not harder.
Right.
You know? I could have written something, but I just took Abe Lincoln.
Plagiarism is if like you fucking write a whole book and you just turn in that book. Like if I wrote The Art of War. That's plagiarism.
We should do that. The Art of War by Feidelberg.
It's just Sun Tzu's.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Like, look what I wrote.
And just to get away with it. And then someone like cancels it and is like, this is plagiarism. And you're like, okay, fine.
But the
headline being like, Barstool Sports Blogger writes The Art of War.
Didn't we find out on Barstool Confessions, can't we just like rewrite the Bible and then pretty much the exact same and change a few words and then sell it? Like, haven't a bunch of people done that?
I forgot.
I remember chaps saying that and us being like, yeah, we're going to do it. Then we totally forgot
about
it.
Well, you know, it's you know, just like taking fucking t-shirt pictures and slapping them on fucking t-shirts and selling them. I don't know, whatever. That's not plagiarism.
It's all fine until someone hires a lawyer.
Exactly. When you get the cease and desist, then you stop. That's, you know, that's where Sonya's fucking wrong. At the end of the day,
Everyone's the
fucking
asshole.
By the way, you know what? Speaking of those t-shirts, one thing that's unfortunate of the Schwartzy t-shirts, I feel like is what we're kind of talking about here. We've gotten big enough to the point where people get mad when you do like funny little things like
I know.
Like, they weren't mad that I put Schwartzy on a t-shirt. They were mad that like Schwartzy wasn't getting a cut.
Yes. It's like he's like, making money and
well, it's like, look, she is getting Schwartzy, legend, Ashland. We sold like 15 of those shirts. So if
I promise you, you want me to give retiring off of
you want me to give Schwartzy
like $375?
I'm not even that. You want me to give Schwartzy $60? Yeah. I got no problem doing it. Right. But I'm aware of what shirts are going to be big shirts and what shirts are going to be goofy little shirts that I make for a joke. I was aware Schwartzy wasn't getting fucking wasn't retiring.
I almost Schwartzy should have had a link with. Like, it should have been live on the site, but with no ability to, like, put your credit card information in. Like, no one's actually buying this. Give me a break. All right, let's do – we're going to do Am I the Asshole? That was just one gigantic – the most Am I the Asshole. We'll do Am I the Asshole in a minute, voicemails. But first, we've got to make fun of Jackie. Making fun of Jackie, it says, tale as old as time. It's a classic. It's just like Cut's clothing. As we put up a picture of that fellow there, look at that.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Today's People Jackie Should Know But Probably Won't Know segment. Let's get into it. So, Jackie, we're going to show you pictures of people from this is kind of like from the BFFs. They've done this kind of thing. But
there's absolutely nothing that I want to do less than this right now.
Really? Are you like actually embarrassed by this?
Well,
I would be
no,
like, whatever.
Not actually, but like I'm just worried
old.
That like
yeah.
Like the first one?
Yeah, we don't know.
I feel like I'm going to give an answer.
Yeah.
And, like, I wasn't embarrassed until I saw the first one.
Okay, well,
and now
let's
I'm
go.
Like, okay.
Number one on the list. That is... Ding! Who? Start off. Do you think he's... what do you... Who,
okay,
like,
that's...
Do you think he's an athlete, a singer, an entertainer, a politician?
Michael. Michael Jordan?
Yeah!
Okay. That's
the
what
most
I thought.
Famous person
that's
of all time.
I thought, but then I said that the fights right before, and then he gave me like a look like I was an idiot.
I honestly didn't even know what
okay,
you said.
Okay.
All right, now you're good.
We're on a roll.
Jackie, when Jackie gets the hands going, she starts doing this thing, then you know like she's ready.
Just
number
don't
two on
the table.
Sorry, I won't do that. Anyway.
Next up.
I'm ready. Oh, Prince.
Nice!
Okay. Yep.
That was pretty good.
Yep.
Do you know any Prince songs?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. I'm proud of you for that. Would you like to
maybe
be fair?
That's a good answer to the question.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't
you're
say
on
the
stand.
Song, I said, do you know a Prince song?
Specify next time.
Next up.
Oh.
James Bond. I didn't even see it. James. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
That is who?
James Bond.
But that's.
I don't.
James Bond
I also don't.
Character.
I don't think she should know this one.
Why would I know this?
I threw that in there because I thought that was like a. I think you're right. Like, I think if she knew that, that would have been like,
yeah, it'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, it's
that
not.
That would have been cool if I knew that.
It's not crazy to not know this one.
Okay. Never would have guessed. I couldn't even ballpark who that was. Oh, John Lennon.
Nice.
I honestly don't think I knew that one.
Really?
I knew he was a member of the Beatles, but I guess I probably would have guessed
like
Lennon.
They all look like scarecrows. Him and fucking. By the way, saw on Reddit a story about a kid who was bringing crows, like, I don't know, some sort of food, I think. And the crow brought him back a dime. Brought like an 8-year-old kid a dime.
Crows are
fucking
underrated.
Fire, man.
You know what else is underrated?
What?
Just real quick. Julia Child.
Okay.
Was a spy.
What?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. She like started as a spy and then became a chef. Didn't even know how to cook.
I looked it up.
No.
Yeah.
But at least this
sounds like some fucking Mr. Rogers was like Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL who killed like 100 Nazis kind of deal.
Yes, yes. But I mean there's an article on NBC News about this. So like they either
like,
got
extensive
got or
Julia Child research.
What? Hang on. Before we look up actual facts,
you continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us more about
what
this.
What about like how'd she get into the spy game?
Oh, why don't
You just said you did. You've done. I believe your word was countless.
Ladies
research.
And gentlemen, I mean, this is a real story.
Really?
I tell you know what. what we're learning here from the past 5 minutes is that Jackie is smarter than we all think.
Let's see.
I don't think Jackie's said, dumb, but I think Jackie's young.
It says yes, she did work dumb. For a premier intelligence agency, but Julia was a spy in the way that a school secretary is an educator. So, like, I don't think she was, like, a spy, but yeah, like, Julia Childs worked for the fucking intelligence
she
agency.
She made, like shark repellent.
Yes, that is true.
So, to anybody who ever thinks that they can't change their careers,
Julia Child helped develop shark repellent during World War II.
What is like to repel sharks?
What do you think it means, idiot?
It's so clear that it can't possibly mean that.
Julia Child's spy days included work on a shark repellent.
That's literally a Batman joke. Like one of the things that was most ridiculous from like the Adam West Batman, he had shark repellent spray.
This says she started as a. Where'd that go?
I feel like they should like sell that or something.
Shark repellent. Yeah, we should all have that like on your keychain, like mace.
In case you slip and fall into a big puddle.
It said like she started out as a typist. I think she was like you know secretary, and then like was like I can also help you develop shark repellent. This is great information. Next. Thanks. Oh boy.
Muhammad Ali.
Bam.
Nice.
Thank you. Nope.
No?
That's not a quick no.
How about just describe what
Biggie
he looks
Biggie Smalls?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I literally was just like,
you knew Biggie Smalls to say that. Like, that's also kind of like his second name. Yeah. Like, Biggie, Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls. What was your first gut reaction when that first popped up? You were very confident.
CeeLo Green was my first.
I wish you said that. That would have been amazing. Old blue eyes. He's born in Hoboken.
That does nothing for me.
Yeah.
The Giants like, oh,
he's a
Calvin.
Singer.
Frank Sinatra.
Nice.
I should have known. I knew that. No, but
one
oh
of these
God.
He's wax, right?
He always just looks like he's like,
bro, that one on the right is definitely a Madame Tussauds.
Yeah. It looks like somebody just like put like a skin suit on him.
Yes, yeah.
That one on the left.
That was like a mannequin
cry
with
macho.
Skin laid over it.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you know who? You have a guess?
Oh no.
He's an actor.
We've interviewed his son.
Oh, you've interviewed a lot of people. I don't. Robert is what I'm. He okay. looks like a Robert.
Robert. Give me a last name.
Downey.
Downey Senior.
Senior.
That is Clint Eastwood.
Oh.
Do you even know that name?
Oh. What?
Can you name a Clint Eastwood movie?
Yeah.
Again, I gotta learn how to ask these questions better.
No.
No.
Nothing?
Wow, that's kind of like.
It looks like.
Isn't he a California girl? He looks like a guy who gets told he looks like a guy
what does
all
he
the
look
time.
Like?
He looks like who's the guy? Owen Wilson. But
he
does
look like Owen
Wilson.
He's got a crooked nose. What do you think he does? Like, what industry do you think he's in?
Surf. Oh, Tony Hawk.
Nice. Wow. It's almost more impressive to not know it at first and land the
plane.
Yeah,
right.
Usually you know it, you don't
know.
Yeah. She's 100%, right? Oh, no, yeah. She didn't know.
Miss Clinton. Miss Clinton.
I'll give her that. James Bond.
My first reaction was
Chris Rock.
He looks like industry baby.
Lil Nas X. Yeah. I know, she pointed to Zach.
Yo, gay
that
one.
Guy you want to fuck.
Who's that gay guy?
Big Nas X, I don't know.
That's Eddie Murphy. Back in the
day. That was obviously.
For her?
No. Eddie Murphy hasn't done shit since Jackie's
years.
Been alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever seen Daddy Daycare?
Yeah, like a ton. Oh, I have seen Daddy Daycare, actually.
If they showed Eddie Murphy today, would you know that or no? Like a different picture, like that was from him from like 1984.
No. I asked him to delirious
well, so
on purpose.
I wouldn't have if we're being honest.
He's the voice of Donkey in Shrek.
Yeah, he did Nutty Professor and Dr. Doolittle and all that shit. Like, would you have known that?
I would not have known that at all.
Eddie Murphy. Oh fuck, I forgot about that. That's one of the pictures I want to have. This is a cool Eddie Murphy. It's actually probably pseudo problematic. Put Eddie Murphy eating dinner. Where he's eating dinner off the back of
Wait,
that
let's
model.
Do, let's oh, let's man. Let's.
Shake your fries.
Yeah, and this is just a cool picture. He's in Paris, right?
That is awesome. He was on top of the fucking world back then, dude.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, we're doing Am I the Assholes. Kevin's not here, so you're stuck with me. Suck a dick. Don't give a shit. The first one we got is, hang on, let me pull it up. Am I the asshole for using my theater voice in order to scare my friend's annoying neighbor? I've performed in amateur theater for over not 200 years. That'd be crazy. That'd be a vampire. I have performed in amateur theater for over 20 years and can now project my voice quite a distance thanks to many of the roles I've had. This is important later. Yeah, we fucking figured. The fucking headline is about annoying someone using a theater voice. Figured it came into play, Steve. 2 weeks ago, I was staying at my friend's house overnight because I was helping them with renovations, and it was just easier to stay the night and finish the reno the next day than make two return trips. Plus, his wife is a great cook. Okay, fucking dickhead. They have told me many stories about their annoying neighbor across the road who complains when their kids are playing outside, or that they don't like seeing so many cars parked on the street when my friends are hosting a dinner party. What the fuck? So, Sunday morning, that was a parenthetical. So, Sunday morning, 7:15, there is rapping at the door, and I open it as I was making coffee. It is the old witch neighbor telling me that I have to move my work truck now, parked in front of my friend's house, because she has guests coming for lunch at 11:30. Never being at my best this early on a Sunday, I go full King Lear on her, raising myself up and giving her a death stare. Be gone, you feculent hag, and take your miserable and selfish behavior with you. She screamed and ran away. Pretty good burst of speed for a 66-year-old. Lol. Cunt. I woke up everyone in the house. The neighbor's dogs on both sides went crazy barking, and a few people came out of their house to see what the hell was going on. I just waved and said sorry. My friend thought it was hilarious, but his wife thinks I am the asshole for waking up their kids and disturbing their neighborhood so early on a Sunday morning. So am I the asshole for scaring the old bat and waking up the neighborhood? They haven't heard from her since then. Of fucking course you're the asshole, you son of a bitch with a theater voice. If you have a theater voice, you are an asshole. That's the end of the discussion. There's nothing further I'll hear. No other arguments. Case closed. If you have a theater voice, if you reference King Lear, if you say things such as, be gone, you feculent hag, whether or not Shakespeare himself wrote the prose, you are an undeniable asshole. You're a piece of shit. I hope you rot. I wish one day you die in that said yard and those dogs that you woke up early on a Sunday morning fuck your dead corpse.
Okay, besides the old English, how is this different from you yelling in a child's face?
What are you talking about? That child was awake. It's entirely different.
Wait, no, this person was awake too. He yelled at the woman who came up to the door.
He woke up all the kids. Waking someone up is an asshole.
I thought you were saying he's an asshole for yelling about this old bitch.
Yeah. I care about waking up the neighborhood. Waking up the sleeping kids. Fuck if I care about this lady. She could die and get fucked by the dogs too. I don't give a shit about this person. I care about a person with a theater voice. I care about waking people up at 7:15 on a Sunday morning. You should never wake a person up. I don't care if there's a fire. I don't care if you are a fucking alarm clock. You should not wake people up at any time. It's fucking rude.
Okay, I didn't catch the 7:15. I thought he was just yelling at the neighbor to fuck with the neighbor.
No. They can both die in hell. I don't give a fuck about either of the people who are the main characters of the story. What I care about, the innocent bystanders who have been fucking their Sunday ruined, I say, by someone with a fucking theater voice who says things like, I went full King Lear. I'll go full Hamlet and put your head on a fucking stake. How about that, cunt?
Can't really add to that.
Do you know, is that actually what Hamlet did?
The end of Hamlet, they come out with someone's
house. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if it's Hamlet.
I think it is.
I don't.
I forget.
Next name of the asshole.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say it's Sam the Asshole. My 25-year-old male, confused about my sexuality after my girlfriend, 27 female, got me to have a threesome with my best friend, who's also a 25 male. I'm dating my girlfriend for almost 2 years, and I moved into her place recently. She knew I was a little bi-curious. Well, I guess you're not really that confused. It's hard to explain because I wanted to or needed to try it out, but more so like if the right situation arose, I'd explore if that makes sense. Knowing this, she'd be pushing for / asking for a threesome with another guy for some time, and it's been a fantasy of hers.
The gays. Tell you what, the biggest sluts on the planet. Pretty anti-slut.
Yeah, I could slut shame. You're a slut. You could slut shame. Honestly, her pushing me made me more uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. I was okay with it. Maybe we could. Blah, blah, blah. First time after that talk when she's over. Jesus Christ.
You want me to read this, buddy? You want to Duke, yeah?
It's tough to read, dude. He uses no punctuation whatsoever.
It is hard to read people who aren't writers. Yes. I've said that before. But I've never been quite so bad as you are.
Okay. He's over there. She asked him, just flat out asked him. He laughs, thinking she was joking, but she kept asking and bringing him up. I just sort of stayed quiet, which he noticed because he asked her to let him think about it and then brought it up to me first chance when we were alone. Jesus. He let me vent and explain everything to him, and he told me that it doesn't sound like I actually wanted to do it, so I shouldn't do that if I didn't want to. But that if I did truly want to, he'd be down to do it, and stressed that it's something that I should only do if I actually meant to. Well, I thought about it a lot and talked to her more about it, and she promised me that if we did it, it would only be this one time, and she'd drop it / never bring it up again. So I agreed to make her happy, plus I figured it would be good time to know. It would be good to know for sure if it's something I even like. We told him and set up
a
date for it.
Be nice to be in the same room as a cock for a bit.
We told him and set up a night for it. He privately made sure that he was on board. The night came and we had the threesome. It was different than I had thought. I enjoyed being with him more than I think I'd ever enjoyed being with any girl before, but not just the physical act of the act, not the physical act, the after too. After she went to shower and we stayed in bed, which led to some cuddling, him holding me, the only way I can describe it is it felt right. It felt like this is how it's supposed to be, blah, blah, blah. Gay. Yeah, okay, yeah, you're gay. Honestly, now I'm wondering if I'm gay or bi. Been with a woman was never that bad, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, first of all, you better hope you're gay. If your girlfriend's like, what do you say we fuck other people? It sounds like maybe you just really suck at sex. Second of all, it sounds like you and your friend are gay together.
Yes, for sure.
I feel like putting this on you is like in The Office when Andy's like, Michael, Oscar, am I gay? And he's like, come on, this falls on me now. Like this can't. He says this can't possibly fall on me. Right. Like you determining a closeted man's sexuality. However, if you I don't know much about threesomes. Right. I've never had a threesome. The threesome with I've never had the. Okay.
I was like New Orleans.
So, I've never. I've never had a threesome where there's another penis that enters the show.
Okay.
So he said I enjoyed being with him more. That means.
And he also said, and afterwards.
You like the end afterwards was very clear. That I understand what happened. They cuddled a little odd. I enjoyed being with him more.
Right.
There was some hanky panky.
Correct.
Okay. I don't know if it's a handy, a blowgy, or a fucking buddy, but there's.
What?
Butt job. I've
never heard the butt job before.
Just made it up 2 seconds ago.
I like that.
Gave a butt job. I don't even know what either of those mean. If you give a butt job, does that mean you got your butt fucked, or does that mean you fucked a butt?
Or does it mean you just shoved a finger up there?
Oh, no, I was thinking Petey. No.
Yeah.
I think if you get a butt job, that means you're fucking a butt.
Give a butt job. If you,
because if you get a blowjob, you means your dick's getting sucked.
Right.
So if you get a blowjob, means
yes.
Means
if you give a butt job, you're fucking someone in their ass for sure.
I think getting a butt job is like getting face fucked. That means you got. Boy, what are we inventing new sexual terms?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's going to be an Urban Dictionary.
It's going to get very confusing for everybody, too. Like, I got a butt job last night. I was like, what? I'm like, no, it's a fuck. I fucked it up. I meant shit.
Gave a butt job.
Wait, Tiffany pegged you last night? No. No, it was anal night. Fuck. Anyway, this dude's gay.
Yeah, big time gay. Yeah, if you're saying, oh yeah, no, I just really enjoyed that. I'm not really sure if I'm gay or not. We just cuddled a lot. After having sex with a girl and she left, we just stayed in the bed and cuddled a lot. You're gay.
I'd love to just have this conversation face to face with this guy where it's like,
I'll have a sit down with
like
him.
So you kissed the guy? Yeah.
All right.
How'd it go? Loved it. And you fucked the guy too.
Yep.
And how'd that go? Couldn't be a bigger fan.
I mean,
and then afterwards, you guys cuddled? Oh yeah, big time. And did you like that? Way better than cuddling a woman. All right, man. I don't know why I'm walking the door on this one. I think you might be gay.
I feel like I'm throwing stones at glass houses here. This was After I hooked up with the first guy I ever hooked up with, I never hooked up with a girl ever again, and I still said I was bi for a while, which obviously didn't work
but
out.
But that's also super problematic, isn't it?
What?
Saying that, like, bisexuality doesn't exist.
No, it does, and I thought, well, that's a whole another whole thing, but I thought I was, well, I thought I wasn't just gay, but then I realized that was just... Yeah, I mean, when
I'm fucking women, I prefer them to be in the shower and us in the other room.
Right.
Yeah. I'm bi. Just like this weird fetish that there's no women in the room.
that's
my kink. I like to fuck a guy and a girl, but the girl gets the fuck out of there before we start fucking. Last one.
That's fair.
Last one, asshole.
Am I the asshole for having somebody come over to my apartment that did not look quite like their profile picture / other pictures they sent because those pictures were clearly old? And when they showed up at my apartment or this hypothetical apartment, I hypothetically told them immediately to leave because my roommate was coming home, even though that was just a complete lie.
Okay, first of all, here's the deal here. I wasn't looking at you. And you think you fucked yourself because this story is clearly about you because you told it a lot better than the last reading you just did. So that one was coming from memory.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No, that was about you. That was about you. That's okay. We like to tell bad stories about ourselves. So you fat shame someone.
They're not fat. They're just not exactly
what
they look like.
Wait, they just got ugly?
Kind of, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, well, like,
gross.
So, like, they weren't fat.
That's worse than getting fat.
They're a little bit.
You just motherfucking didn't put on weight, just got ugly?
He just got ugly, for sure, yes.
What happened? So, was he in an accident?
But that's what.
Did someone throw acid at him?
He got a little bit. He got a little chunkier, but it wasn't anything. He just didn't look. You ever taken, like, a picture that's, like, or seen a picture of somebody and it just doesn't look like them enough? Or, like, it might be edited or something, I guess. But it's, like, then you meet them and you're, like, this is not what you look like in that picture. That's what kind of occurred.
I guess.
I was just so –
Was he injured in any way?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Obviously. Outward, superficial
injuries. No, no.
He's
for sure broken
you
inside.
You told him to get the fuck out of your door
literally,
frame.
Literally walked
I'm
in
sure
and
he had some internal issues going on.
I was
on.
Just like, yeah, hey, I actually just meant to – even though I had just texted you because you said you were outside, and I said, okay, I'm coming outside to get you. I was meant to text you that my roommate actually is, like, on his way home, and I can't, and then, yeah. And then he ended up coming into my apartment, and I went, actually, no, sorry, I can't. I, like, need you to leave, like, now.
Hey, sir. I couldn't commend you. Well, that is a pretty.
Well, and then John,
you
and
got
then,
a bigger set of balls than I have. Because guess what?
John,
I just miserably fucked that woman.
See, and then
to save her the disgrace of, I'd date that girl for 3+ years.
I bet you would. Yeah, but the worst part is then, no less than 20 minutes later, I had someone else come over, and they looked even worse than he looked relative to his pictures. So like,
did you send that home too?
No, I was. Oh, then I was just like, then I just went, well, this is just not my day. So I just, we just had sex.
So you just caught a butt job?
Just got a butt job. Just caught a butt job.
Ooh, I fucking bet you did. Yes!
All right.
No, I don't think you're the asshole. I think people would call you. I think society would call you an asshole. Yeah. But society's wrong, and we're holding the mirror up to it right now. Think about it, society. Would you rather? That's a reverse sexual assault if Zach has sex with that person because he doesn't want to, but he does it because society sexually assaulted him into it.
Yeah,
they made him do something with his body that he didn't want to do, but he didn't want to be shamed and didn't want to be outcast, so they ruined him.
So I got sexually assaulted by society.
Society, yeah.
Yes.
Fucking scumbags, each and every one of you. Voicemails time.
Voicemails today are brought to you by Roman. Voicemails has been our longest, best performing segment of all time. And if you want your dick to be nice and long and perform as best as it can, you got to get yourself some Roman. They have all sorts of everything ranging from prescription drugs to supplements and over-the-counter things that can help you perform your best as a man. I'm talking about sexually, socially, mentally, medically, physically, everything that you need as a man. Roman's got you covered. The best thing they got, though, solves the number one problem that all men have, and that is a little something I like to call premature ejac. If you're a preemie ejacker, you got to get yourself some swipes. The Roman swipes are FDA-approved medical solutions to premature ejaculation, but they're not prescription. So you just buy these swipes. You can get a whole month's supply for just $5. You open them up, you rub them on your dick, it desensitizes it so that you can last longer in bed while still enjoying the sex and enjoying the feeling. It's Roman. You go to getroman.com/KFC. That's getroman.com/KFC. Get your swipes for just $5 and you can last longer in bed. That's getroman.com/KFC. Let's get to the voicemails.
Hey, KFC Fights. So I had a situation happen to me that I think I can't come back from. I think it's the end for me. So I was walking down the street and I see this homeless man walking right towards me. Like, he's not looking at anyone else and he stares me down. I know he's going to talk to me. He comes up and says, "Hey, do you have any milk I could have?" And I was stunned. I couldn't move. I didn't think someone would ask me that question on the street. So of course I said no, because I don't have milk with me. And he goes, "Not even 2%? And I said, "No, what the, like, if I don't have milk, then I don't have milk." And this man says to me, "I thought a cow like you would have some." And he walks away, and it didn't hit me until after. Like, did I just get fat shamed by a homeless person? I don't think I can come back from that. I think this is the end for me. And I don't know what to do.
That's one elaborate fat joke from a homeless man.
Homeless said to you, because this person made me want to end my life.
Tear down a homeful person.
Well, now that I'm hearing it, I think it's a poorly placed, because that guy doesn't sound fat.
I was surprised to find that out.
I don't think that guy's fat.
Well, he's got to be fat if someone's doing a cow joke to his face.
I think maybe he's just the guy who's just kind of tripping out of his mind. Maybe he might have been so high
he thought he was a cow.
An actual cow. Because gentleman.
If it's a cow joke.
Send in a picture of yourself, sir.
Yeah.
I'd like to give you an ocular pat down, decide what your BMI is.
He would say, though. He would say, like, if that happened to me, I wouldn't be like, "I'm getting fat shamed." If you talk about getting fat shamed.
Oh, I would say that. I would definitely say that. I would 100% say I got fat shamed, because it's just funnier.
Right, but I mean, I feel like you don't call this in and say, like, you're ruined if you don't think you're also fat. What if this guy started mooing at him? Moo.
Just following him around the whole time.
Moo, fat boy.
Ring a bell like
moo.
Santa at the fucking Salvation Army.
Shame. Moo.
Look who's so fat. He needs a fucking bell on his neck.
Can I?
Fatty.
Can I just switch gears for a second? Because I was thinking about someone being filled up with milk. Sure. If I said the phrase to you, "My teeth are floating," does anybody know what that is? And does anybody have a guess what that would mean?
No.
Anybody else besides Zach? Trent says to Frankie the other day, "I got to pee so bad. My teeth are floating."
Oh, you're so full?
The idea is your teeth, you're so full with piss that your mouth is full of and your teeth are floating.
But your teeth are fucking hunkered down.
In your head, I know. It made no sense. But Trent said that, and I said to him, nobody in the world says that. And he goes, I do. And it's a thing in the Midwest. And I was like, no. You know, I don't say ope and all those weird things that they do, but I know of them. I was like, nobody.
I say ope.
I've never heard of my teeth are floating. There it is.
My teeth are
floating.
But they're just not. It's like saying a fucking dock. Like the fucking pillars that hold up a pier are floating. No, they're not floating.
Your teeth are fucking anchored in the piss.
Right.
Your tongue could be floating.
Perhaps.
Kind of.
I've lived in the Midwest. I've lived in Iowa. I've never heard that once in my life. I know, I lived where Trent
grew. Enough that it was like, bam, right away, Google search, you know, when you really got to pee.
Southern, it says.
You heard of it? You use it?
No, I feel like it's been like an older person thing.
I've heard that definitely sounds like that. Like it's kind of like grandpa being like Clint Eastwood says it.
Exactly,
you know?
Like right there, like when they said it was like, I've had four beers, my teeth are floating. Like I feel like I can visually
when there's a Confederate flag.
Yeah,
in the article.
Not that one. But
that's your grandfather?
That one, no.
Been tough. Yeah. Tough reunions for you, huh?
It's absolutely vile.
Them good old boys are heading out for a weekend hunting trip. This fucking place. This is where fucking Don's kidney recipient loves to hang out on this website.
What's up? So I'm just going to get to the point. It doesn't matter how we got to this question. Me and my friends were debating how much would it cost to hire a hitman. I was firmly of the stance that it had to at least be six digits, over 100 grand, to hire a professional hitman. My other friend said 5,000.
Brother.
We look it up.
You are an idiot.
I won't look it up.
If you think...
I could probably find someone for $700.
People suck a dick for $20. Yeah. If you think... People suck fat, ugly... little people's dicks.
Well, let's just be clear. It's easier to suck a dick than murder someone.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
If I gave you the choice, out over there.
Yeah. We know, Zach. We know. If I gave you the choice between murdering someone and sucking a dick.
But no, I mean, for me, sure. Rather suck a dick. Don't want to take a life. Don't want to give a kidney for a life either, but don't want to take one.
But for others?
But for other people who are down on their luck. And the things aren't going great.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. If someone's down on their luck and you can suck a dick or kill somebody, it's like, I don't want to do jail time. I'll just suck that dick.
Some people, sure. Other people, I think, would be happily be like, I'll just kill that person I have no emotional connection to.
Right. I don't care. Whatever. That person has no impact on
my life. At least when I close my eyes at night, I don't have a cock in my mouth.
I feel like it all matters. It all depends on who you're killing.
Yeah.
If I just pick a fucking hobo on the street... I'm sure I could find someone to do it for like $75.
Someone could do it for lunch, Kevin.
Yeah.
Someone could do it for
$100,000.
You get them, get them a Chipotle. They'll do it on 27th right there.
So you also have to realize that people who are willing to murder and assassinate are not exactly like, well, I don't know. I guess it depends on how good they are at it. You know, it's like a true assassin probably like, you know, millions of dollars.
Yeah, if you want to hire a KGB agent, you're going to take out a loan for that one.
But also they're doing like illegal shit, so it's kind of like take what you can get in certain instances depending on what level they're at, you know what I mean?
I think
like I don't know how much there's a blossoming market of, you know, hitmen hiring.
Yeah, if you want to get away with it, I spend a couple more bucks.
Right.
But if you just want that person dead,
I can make it happen. It might get tracked back to you real quick.
I bet I could get someone to do it for free.
Just be like, yo, you see that person over there? They donated a kidney to nobody. Nobody in particular. I'll fucking kill him right now.
Well, you seem like you had some area expertise here.
Hypothetically, it's about $10,000. I haven't used it before. I would like that on record. I mean, I have some friends who work like have gone on the dark web, whatever, and they've mentioned that it was about $10,000. I have not used said service before, but I would like. But yes, it's about $10,000. If you want just like a regular person, like if you want Jackie dead, that's about $10,000.
If you had just said it, I'd have been like, okay, Zach has weird knowledge. The way
now
you're
that
saying
sounds like
it,
you've hired someone to kill.
I have not hired anyone.
You said that seven times.
Let me tell you something that I totally have never, ever, ever done before in my whole life.
You just been like,
I might want this cut. But no, $10,000. It's about $10,000. 10 grand.
All right.
If you go on the top all right. Web, but here's the deal. I can find someone to do it cheaper.
I was going
to
say. I can
I'm sure you could.
I can find it cheaper.
Yeah.
That's a guy who wears like the booties over his feet and gloves and shit.
Yeah.
I could find the guy who called the fat dude a cow. Yeah. He'll do that shit for a fucking one bite pizza. Next.
Johnny, Kevin, Jackie, girl, up. I just got done watching a movie with my niece and nephew called Double Team. Terrible movie, fabulous name, but it got me thinking, would you rather have, if you had a movie made about your life, would you rather have a Disney Channel original movie made on your life or a Netflix documentary made about your life? One way or the other, got some bomb stories to go around. Hope you all have a great day. I'm about to go drop them back off at their mom's house. Have a three cheese cookie and call it a night. Promo code KFC. Let's go.
Netflix is the superior of the two.
Nope.
Disney movie?
I don't even want a Disney movie.
Disney Channel movie?
Don't want it, but I refuse to contribute to the scourge of unnecessary documentaries. And I, my friends, am an unnecessary documentary. I it's something I've spent my whole life hating. So in death, I don't want to be a participant.
Yeah, but then you just watched one you liked it.
Huh?
Then you just watched one recently and you liked it.
Okay, if they do it 90 minutes or less, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want a series.
That's fine. That's two different things. You can get documentaries that are, you know, 2020 does a,
but even
a
I,
documentary
but,
every single week.
I've railed against unnecessary documentaries. I've railed against it. And I gotta, look, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, right?
What is a Disney Channel movie? Name one.
HE Double Hockey Sticks.
Yeah.
Brink.
Brink.
I'd be great in Brink. Johnny
these
Tsunami.
These are fictional movies.
Yeah.
Also.
So I don't even get it.
Let's not score
like
double-teamed.
What?
Double-teamed. The double twin teamed. Sisters take over the NBA or WNBA. They have a psychic
link. Luck of the
twins.
Irish.
A great Luck of the Irish. Great yeah. one, yeah.
These are all fake movies.
So would you
but
rather.
It would be a. It would be something of a kidney movie, if you will. Sure, it's based on me, but it's
but it was
not
a,
really based
on there was a lot of other elements yeah. that made the film.
I inspired
okay?
the
you.
Story, but it's not about me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is last one. What do we got?
Right. Hello, Kevin, John, Nick, my favorite person, Jackie. What's up? I have a hypothetical for you that has been dogging me since I inherited it in 2015 when I worked at a restaurant on Newberry Street. So basically, we fight about it all the time, but the premise is you are stranded in a Olympic-style swimming pool filled with Jell-O. Do you live or pushed into an Olympic... Oh, fuck. You are pushed into a swimming pool filled with Jell-O. Do you live or do you die?
Well, this basically happened on Barstool vs. America, and Glennie and Spider almost died inside like a KY jelly pool, and they made it sound like it was the most terrifying experience of their life. And I'm not one to be like, well, I probably could fucking, you know, do it no problem. So I think I'm gonna have to say, I would die.
Nah, I'd live. Easy peasy.
You would swim or you would eat your way out, you fat boy?
I'd do both. I think I am very good at getting big. Like if a grizzly bear
right.
ever rolled up on me, he'd run.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Because I'm...
You're right.
Yep, see?
Yeah,
look at that.
That would have scared me.
Yep. Like everyone in here was pissed about that.
Yeah.
So, so just think
that was
big.
That was extremely,
I was big.
That
I was loud. I was insufferable.
It would either scare a bear or aggravate a bunch of humans in a room.
Yeah.
That's for certain.
That's the game, baby. That's the fucking game. So, yeah, I would just like, I'd get big. Like, if you pushed me, I'd bounce off it. Like, you know, have you ever seen that water? I forget what it's called, but like, you put your hand in it, it'll go in. But if you punch it, it's solid. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay, that's you?
That's
the Jell-O.
Yeah, like if you push me in, I'd be like, and I just bounce off the Jell-O, come back up.
I wouldn't even go into the jello.
I can't wait one day to drown you in a pool of jello. That's how I'm gonna do it.
I would hit that jello like I hit this fucking thing. I'd be so big and so wide and so loud that I just fucking boom.
I want to get you so fat and throw you into a pool of jello and watch you die.
Too bad. Can't do it.